Hey,
What's good?
what's up?
Jeez. Wait, what is a sync clap?
Sync clap?
Is that what you said?
A sync clap. Like, so it,
Oh,
since it,
sync, not sing.
sync, like a sink, kitchen sink, S-Y-N-C, sync clap. So pretty much a sync clap is, so yeah, like N-S-N-Y-N-C. No, it's pretty much, so since we have a camera, so we have the audio from the camera there, gang. And then since we have the audio, we're using the audio from here. Tutorial. It just, a clap is a very distinguishable sound, so it's easier to sync the audio with it, if that makes sense. So that's why we do it. Anyway, hey guys.
We back.
Hey, cool cats and kittens, gents and
Actually, someone called me that earlier.
someone
Or not
calls you that?
earlier, but
Like a Karen?
no. Earlier this week, someone's like, "Oh, you seem like a cool cat." I've never heard that
Is
before.
that even a compliment? I feel like that's not even a
I
compliment
didn't
at that
take it as
point.
a compliment, but
You do look like a cool cat.
shut the fuck up.
Is that not like a good?
No, I don't. I just, it's weird. I was like, "What is? Where is he even from? Like, what? Where do you get
That's
that
from
from?"
Carol Baskin.
That's not what.
Swear to
Can't
God.
be the origins.
Yeah, or I mean, I'm like, I guess cool cat was probably like a something back in the day. Like, oh, you're that guy's a
Like,
cool
oh, you seem
cat.
like a cool cat. That sounds like an 80s thing.
That's like an 80s, 90s,
Yeah.
like, look at this jive turkey. Anyway, hello everyone. How are you doing? I hope you know this podcast finds you well. Sounds like a corporate email. Hello, to whom it may concern. I hope this email finds you well. Just curious about, per my
Just
last,
following up
just following
with
up per my
the
last email. We can touch base on this next week. I hate that shit. Like
like sounding formal.
professional, like corporate kind of jargon ish.
I do have to say a good follow-up is great. Like I
Yeah,
need it. Like
just
personally
following
need
up.
just please follow up.
But yeah, hello. How's your week
We do hope
going?
you're all doing well.
Yeah, I
We
hope
thank
every
you
yeah.
for being back, and the energy changes up a little each week, but it's the same us.
We're the same people
We're the
every single
same.
time. I have a when preparing for episodes, sometimes I forget, to prepare. I don't know if I should say that. I don't want everyone to know that we just kind of like talk on here without really having sometimes a structure or an outline. Like, but a lot of where my ideas and things that like I ideally would want to talk about, where they come from, are usually things that just kind of spawn into my mind randomly, usually in the morning. I feel like I have my brain works a lot better in the morning than maybe like after 4 o'clock. Like, I can't.
That's because you take your pre-workout earlier in the day. That's not fair.
Probably. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's just me, but I can't think of shit after like four. Like, ideas are kind of like
Over,
tougher to come by. Like, I'll
like
notice,
the creative stuff, like
yeah, like
like
the
the really
interesting,
juicy
like
stuff.
the juicy creative
Yeah,
stuff.
that's
Like, I feel
Dems.
like it always just flows like in the morning. So what I'm trying to say is that when I do think of things, I have to write them down in my notes app, in because otherwise I'm just gonna like, oh, that's a cool thought that I had. That's interesting. That's a weird thought. That'd be a good talking point. Oh, that's a good question, right? And I have to write it down, or else I'm just gonna forget about it. Period. So that's just a reminder to write things down. The things that are important to you, write them down. So what? To connect everything pretty much in my notes app, I just have like a lot of weird things that like, look, I'll show Cisco right now. But there's just like a question, like it's just random things. Like, these are the thoughts that are on my mind
I
throughout the
see.
day. So we're gonna go ahead and start with Cisco's
Okay, see, the thing is, I appreciate that a lot of these I can relate to because I just piggyback off
But
yours.
that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like we think the
Don't
same
have to do
things.
well, yeah, I don't have to do my own homework, but
Yeah.
I often just skip the step of writing stuff down because I overestimate
You think you can?
My memory. I think I can. I have some great thoughts, and I'm like, yo, this I am talking about.
Yeah.
And it just is gone.
Goes over your head.
I have a couple.
Okay. So this episode is going to be sponsored by the Notes app in the iPhone. And
let us know how you keep track of
your yeah, like, no, because I feel like I always have, like, oh, that's a good idea. And then I just forget about it. Or then I just, like, oh, I don't even know. I don't remember it at all. So it's important for me to write it, because then when it comes to recording time, I'm like, oh, I have some things I want to talk about.
How do you feel about the fact that people used to have to bring out their notepad versus using their phone? Like, imagine how to take out, like, your little...
Oh, like, to write?
Like an actual notebook.
Yeah, or, like, what about before, if you're out and you're like, oh, let me get your number. And then they have to write that shit down, like, on a on a napkin. Like, did you... Back in the day, I guess, like, if you're a girl, you just always had to carry a pen with you in your purse.
Not the girl, the guy, if you're ready, you gotta be ready.
Oh, you get digits.
You gotta stay ready.
You gotta have numbers. Yeah, like, how did, like, before techno, like, how would you go and buy, like a hotel room? Or, like, a flight? You know what I'm saying? Like, how, you know how easy that is now to, like, book a hotel? And just online, and you know, you want to book a flight.
What's the Yellow Pages?
Yellow Pages?
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
So you have to call someone.
Yeah.
And then book it. And you just have to trust that they did it. No email confirmation?
Also, like, form of payment. How are you going to pay?
Oh, you're just giving your credit card number over the phone.
You don't have that.
You don't have a credit card?
No, I mean, then.
What do you mean?
How do people pay?
No, they had debit cards and credit cards back then. In the 90s and the 80s, they didn't have debit cards and credit cards.
When did?
Do your job.
Okay, keep.
So going. You just thought that everybody just had cash.
I mean, but when are you gonna pay the person booking it? I think you just booked your old shit.
No, how would you do that though? Sorry, we're Gen Z and we don't know. But you know what I'm saying?
50. Oh, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, like, instead of you typing in your number.
The first credit card was in 1950, introduced by the Diners Club.
See? Thank you, Cisco. See,
Don't know. Okay. But,
so I think you would have, here's what you had to do. You had to, like, call, like, a travel company, right? And then you had to do all that shit all over the phone. And you had to give your credit card information. Maybe that's why credit card scams, like, before were like, oh, would you like to buy this, this, and this? And then they're like, oh, yeah, sure, I would be down to buy it. And then you'd have to give your credit card information on the phone. So that's why there was probably a lot of credit card scams, because you could just fake, like, oh, that you're a travel agent company or a travel booking company.
Yeah, I think there's still a generation of people getting easily scammed that way because of that.
Yeah.
Because they grew up doing that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that's why they ask, like, oh, your car's warranty is about to expire. I don't know. It's always something like that. Like, they're just trying to sell you some, like, stupid add-on for your car. And something you just know, like, or, like, we would know. This just doesn't make sense. It's like, scary. Why, like...
Bro,
like,
people?
My first question, whenever I picked up those calls, and, like, don't ask me why, but I picked them up, and I'll just be like... I don't know. Wait, actually, it depends what they ask first. But do you think you can improv it? Like,
yeah. Hello, is this Francisco Ibarra? Yeah, I'm calling to let you know that your life insurance is currently expired.
Hi. Where are you based?
I'm based in Wisconsin, Winnipeg, Wisconsin.
And what is the name of the company you work for?
It was called Travel One or all. I don't know.
And who gave you access to my contact? Anyway, no, I interrogate them like I am the police.
You actually talk to your scam like calls?
I have.
Just
I
for fun. You just pick random numbers and talk to them.
I ended up in a weird situation where I ended up like in a job for like a period of time, like 2 or 3 weeks, where I thought I was selling something and I was scamming people. But I was at the front line of it, so I didn't know what I was doing. Is this the time I share my... Yeah, this is...
Share with
health insurance. It was fake health insurance. And they were like, oh yeah, I think you have a good voice for the pitch. Like, we think you can, like, you kind of. So there's people that like hook them, and then there's the salespeople at the back end that kind of know like all the details.
Okay, so you were scamming people.
I was scamming you, yeah.
Unknowingly. But you were.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
But that's why, because I used to go through like calls and calls of people, and you have a little script. Oh, here's another.
So you're thing. You thought you were getting your bag.
Yeah. What? Here's the thing. Like now, when I pick up those calls, sometimes like they'll read a sentence, and then I'll say whatever I say, they just repeat the same thing again because they don't customize the conversation to who's calling or what they're saying. It's just like literally script, right? Because they hate their job and they're just there.
You seem to know a lot about this.
I do. I mean, industry. I was in it. But I'll also say something like, oh, why do you just repeat the same thing? It sounds like you're reading off a script. Like,
so you really press
get them. A real job or some shit like that.
You'll press them.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, you know the thing about like scam likely calls? It's gotten to the point where I don't pick up any number that I don't have in my contact list. And I'm pretty sure I've missed a couple really, not really important, but kind of important calls because of that. Because I just like, oh, I see a number that's not from LA or not from Southern California in general.
Pick up, they're always going to keep calling you. So you have to get on someone that is on the phone and you just have to like scream at them like,
stop.
Take me off your contact list. That's literally what you say.
No.
Otherwise, you're just going to keep getting calls. And sometimes I'm doing something really important and then I go out of my way to just pick it up, like thinking it's something else. And it's such a disturbance. So it's getting in the way. I don't know what this is. This is like, I'm just giving tips, honestly, but
of how to deal with scam like this.
Yeah. But honestly, I feel like it's a disturbance and it's taking.
Yeah.
It's chipping away or
exactly, cause useful time. That way. And then when somebody this is a call. Like a colleague that's I'm expecting a call from, or somebody that's interested in something that doesn't have a California, recognizable California area code, then I miss it. And I don't check my, I don't check my voicemail. Do you check your voicemail?
No, actually, I just got told to set it up because it says it's not set up when someone calls. And then I said, why don't you just text me, like follow up with the text?
That's what smart people do, I think. Smart people call, you don't call, that you they leave a voicemail that you don't respond, they text. So that's happened to me before too. Like I've gotten a call from someone kind of important, and then they text, I follow up like, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so and so from about so-so-so. And then I'd be like, oh shit, I missed their call. But then it's because like I get so many scam likely calls or so many collect calls from like just random things. Like I feel like it's stupid and I don't pick up the phone anymore when I'm supposed to because I haven't, you know, like I just don't like to pick up the phone unless it's someone that I know is calling.
Also, even at work, when I had to go over voicemails, I didn't like going over them because people don't know how to leave a voicemail. Like you have to repeat the phone number. I'm not going to get it the first time. That's just right. Unless you do it really slow. But most people are not going to remember. Like, come on.
That's facts.
When you leave it, you're supposed to give it twice. Do you do that?
Yeah, you go da 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 da. And then, so again, the number is.
Then sometimes I would just skip it if they didn't.
I was just about to give my number.
Consider of the person on the other line, like on the other side.
Yeah. Like, how are you supposed to know?
Etiquette.
Anyway.
Really learn your etiquette.
So, yeah. So, scam likely, you're supposed to call. You're supposed to answer and just press them.
Just press them. Just make sure you let them know they got to take you off the list.
Sometimes I like the scam likely call because I'm like, oh look, it's scam likely, like somebody's trying to contact me, like
really got nothing else to do, like just go along with it
and then tell them fuck off at the end.
Yeah,
that's fire.
Get a real job or some shit.
It's a real job.
I was in it not knowing what I was
so doing. Exactly, so they're in,
for me it's different. Okay,
they're in your position. What if they're unbeknownst? Is that even a word? I don't even know. But yeah, so you were a scammer.
I was a scammer for 3 weeks.
Look, bro. Never mind. I'm not going to condone anything. Okay. How do we even get to that? See? ADD. I'm convinced. ADD. Anyway, so I saw this TikTok.
Your points.
Yeah. Is that what you wanted to bring up?
No.
Let's see. I don't really know what I feel like talking about today. I got a lot of things here.
Prioritize them? Are they flagged?
No.
Any particular order?
Oh, yeah. I did get into a slight argument. Not argument. Disagreement about pencil lead that I thought was like really interesting. So when you were in school, elementary school, like before you started using pens, because you know how sometimes like teachers wouldn't let you use pens because they'd be like, oh, well, you can't erase your mistakes or, oh, it's permanent or whatever. So they really didn't let you use pens in like elementary school at all until like maybe, I don't know. I feel like even in high school, did they let you use pens? Like, were teachers cool with you using pens? Because I feel like pens were
high school.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not math. It just wasn't the like proper thing to do. But you're allowed to do whatever you want.
In high school?
I went.
I don't know if I used pens in high school. I feel like I was still using pencils in high school. Anyway, but I feel like in elementary school, or at least anything before college, like pens were used when you were correcting something. You know, like a math test and like you're going over the answers in class. And what was I gonna say? You know what I mean? Like it was supposed to be like something to correct something or when you're grading something, like, but right, pencils were mainly used for the most part until maybe high school, right? Granted, like, that's okay. So when you were a kid, were you a regular pencil user, like the Ticonderoga, that one, this one looks like that? And then, or were you like a mechanical lead pencil person?
Regular pencil.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a weirdo.
Then I started figuring out which ones were the good ones, but nothing annoyed me more than a breaking lead.
What about if you break your regular pencil?
That didn't happen as often because I had the good pencil. I had what's the yellow one called?
The Ticonderoga.
Yeah.
For the state test, school state testing.
And they use that sharpener where you...
That was annoying. That's what I didn't like. I low-key don't like the sounds.
Wait, you know those big eraser or sharpeners
that you stick
on
in
the wall?
Yeah.
And then they have those similar ones where like
you stick it in
grips to the desk.
I know the one where it's like electric and you stick it in and it just sharpens it for you.
Yeah.
And then you had a pocket one. It was like a small little like
that's what I mean. I always had one of those ones.
So you never used lead pencils?
No, I did eventually. You know those yellow ones that kind of like bounce when you hit the...
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
With the pink eraser on the top? Okay.
Those are cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm more of most pencils. But I was excited to graduate to pens, and I used pens a lot.
Yeah, you remember in like high school or middle school, like there's always that one girl who just had hella pens.
Yeah.
And it was like, what are you using that for? Because, or like in her little like Hello Kitty pencil or box, like little like cute little pencil bag or pen bag that she had. She had all the pens.
And you know, like she had an eraser.
She never had an eraser.
She never had an
eraser? Oh, she had an eraser, but it was always like a good smelling eraser.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are the cutest girls.
I like, yeah, especially in math.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the she had a lot of like, every school, you had to have known a girl that just had like hella pens. And it was like, what the fuck do you have?
She was maybe not the smartest, but.
You're like, why do you have so many pens? She got like purple pen. Like, bro, what do you need a purple pen for? You know what I mean? Like. There's always that one. She probably wore Toms too, low-key. Anyway.
The Converse.
So, 0.5 or 0.7 lead? Or 0.9? I don't know.
That was one of my points this week. Did you see the pen conversation on Twitter? Like,
no. Yo. Like, which one's the best pen? The G2 Pilot.
Yeah, some people were bringing up a different one, but
I don't know the name of it, but I have two pens.
I finally made it to pen Twitter. Like, this is lit.
No,
I was like, yo, people like rep their...
No, there's shit, like, two pens that I absolutely love. Because low-key, okay, I don't know if this is true or not, but different pens make your handwriting look different. Like, there's certain pens where like the angle of the pen or whatever really makes your handwriting look better, if that makes sense. Do you?
Yeah, I don't really like the fine,
like the thin one
point. Yeah, like I don't know why I need it to be that thin for, at least for visibility. Like I want it to be kind of inky, like on the inky like side,
like a G9.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
I just want it to be readable, like especially because when I write really fast, so like if I'm missing a letter, you can still kind of guess what the, or not if I miss a letter, but if it's not noted all the way, like you can still kind of like guess what it is just from the
pen mark
from the slide and the.
So you low-key write in cursive, low-key.
Yeah, honestly, it's not like official cursive, but it looks cursive from how connected it all is, and it's like scribble. It's a lot of scribbles, but
yeah. No, I think pens make your handwriting look better. Low key,
it all depends on how much time you have to write. If a professor is going through PowerPoint and then you just try to get everything down,
sometimes you just
gotta do it.
You just gotta write really bad. Chicken scratch is fine. You just gotta write hella shit.
Anything is fine.
You know, it's stupid that when we were kids, they made us learn cursive.
And you never used it. That's one of many things that we're not using.
Yeah, that's so dumb. Like, why the fuck? I mean, you know, I just don't get it. Like, why are you? They're like, yeah. I remember even one time, like, I had to learn cursive, and I was like, not doing well at it, and it felt like the end of the world. I was like, okay. And then you know how like they tell you like, oh, you know, capitalize your letter.
I was first letter with my capital G's, and
what's the one that looks like this? It goes like,
yeah, that's a G.
That's a G
or a D. You just did a G.
I thought D is like this.
Oh yeah, then you did a G.
Or, a G? A G. So tell me how the fuck that's a G.
That's what I'm saying.
And then you know, like,
and that's when I started giving up, I think.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, tell me in what world this is a G. That's not a G, bro. Or like, why is this a, what is this one?
And the thing is, the lowercase G is like
a G,
and it, you makes know what I mean? So like, much sense
in cursive. That's just
like,
not
now I just gotta capitalize that, and it just don't look like one.
Yeah, and then before, they'd be like, oh, you know, capitalize the first letter of every sentence and then, you know, proper nouns, right? And then lowercase for everything else. And then that's the only way to do it. I write in all caps all the time now.
like this is important. Like,
I just like how all caps looks. And once you get to a certain age, like, none of that shit matters. Like, no one cares if you write in all caps or not. You know what I mean?
And if you did write in cursive.
Yeah, but if you write in cursive, you like are now,
made fun of.
You're weird, bro. Like, ain't nobody, like, tell me, do you know anybody who realistically writes in cursive? Like, maybe you can have cursive attributes to your words, but not full declaration of independence type shit.
I think that's for your personal notes.
Like, nope. You write in your diary like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you
like,
should never write in cursive for someone else to read, because you're just trying to complicate someone's life and
yeah, you ever have to grade somebody's paper and, you know, I'm sorry if this offends you, but you just can't read their handwriting. And it's probably just like the most frustrating thing, because you're just like, dude, what the fuck does this say? I can't read it. Like, how am I supposed to grade what you're saying if I can't read it? So like, I don't know. I feel like, do you have good penmanship?
Mine's pretty solid. I just got a flashback of I gave my a personal statement to a teacher, and he just underlined one sentence and put a question mark next to it, and those were all his notes. And that was a motherfucking hater. And
a question mark?
Yeah.
I hate when teachers do that. They like circle like, something.
What is your question?
Yeah, don't they circle it and they put a question mark. Like, I don't know. I don't know either, bro. Like,
what?
You're the teacher. Like, you tell me what's wrong with it. I don't know. Like, if I knew, I would have put something different. But no, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm like. I don't know. Just like that type of stuff. I've been told I have really nice.
But otherwise, pretty impressive the teachers can even read some. Because I've seen, yeah, like you said, you when you exchange some, and then it's
always the motherfucker that asked to borrow a pencil too.
That's right. And he don't want to ask for the sharpener, bro, so he just write with whatever.
Borrowing, hey, can I borrow a pencil? Bro, it's the 90th day of class. How come
you got no paper?
You got, okay, bro, you bought a backpack. There's nothing in it.
All right, you can have some paper.
You got you. Hey, let me borrow paper. Like, bro, I'm gonna just buy you some, like, straight up, so you just stop asking, like, for real.
Like, if you ask for a pencil and paper, you can you're get greedy. So unprepared. Like,
bro, you're greedy. You have 7 classes today, dog. What are you gonna do? You're hoping the teacher hands out worksheets the whole time. You know? Oh my god. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think.
Wait. So what are your
preferences?
No, your pens. Yeah.
Choice. I know.
The Pilot 10. Oh, there's a new pick.
I'm a find it. It's like a Paper Mate. This one. Ooh, yep. Pen Intergel. Oh, bro. This one's fire, dog.
Wait, hold up.
This one. Pentel Intergel Deluxe RTX Gel Pen. Needle point 0.7 millimeters. Ooh, bro, that one's a fucking pen, bro. That's like my favorite. I'm popping up. This is the best pen ever. That's affordable. Cause low key, some pens be expensive. You know that?
Like this is a good one. And I think I might have been the algorithm, but on Twitter they were talking about it after I had just purchased it.
And then the next one that I fuck with heavy is the Pilot G2 Premium Gel Roller 0.7 millimeter. Those are like my two go-to pens.
So if you want a pen that would
help what's your pens? Extra, what's your favorite pens?
Extra mile. It's this right here.
Sharpie?
Sharpie pen.
Sharpie pen S-Gel?
S-Gel.
Damn.
It looks like...
Can you tell?
Ooh, that... Good. Oh, you know, and like... I'm not trying to sound like kind of like weird or anything, but you know, like when a pen has just a nice grip on it, you know what I'm saying? Like the little plastic gel thing that it has at the edge where you hold it.
It's got to have a grip.
Oh, bro, that turns me on so much. I'm just like, hell yeah.
Is that G2, the point 10. Yeah. You gotta let him know you got ink. You gotta let him know.
Bro, how thick is that ink, though?
This ain't no passing shit. This shit inky. The 10. This one. So those are it. The Pilot G2 10.
I feel like Pilot G2 7 is fine, though. And then, okay, to wrap this, what's the 0.5 or 0.7 lead?
0.7. Why would you ever?
Bro, I remember for some reason, I don't want to like stereotype or anything, but like, all the girls who had 0.5 lead, they were just like so like cute and like not cute, but like they're just like very kind of not fragile or like,
fragile like the lead they use.
No, like yeah, like they
that's
had
what
just
you're trying to say.
Yes, bro, but like in a good way.
No, but you have to.
They're
have,
very like soft.
You have to
like,
have a very
nice
steady
hands.
Hand and
yeah,
like.
I would break every time somebody
the
gave me
that you have to
gentle.
With.
That's the word I want. They're very gentle and like kind people. I'm not saying it in like a bad way or anything, but I feel like if you use 0.5 lead,
you're gentle.
You're very like gentle, like soft spoken.
Like I'll let you take care of my heart because
yes,
you can take care
yes,
of
because you'll be very you'll care with it with and handle it softly. You know, I on the other hand would fucking break 0.5 lead every single time. Every time I've ever bought like a 0.5 lead pencil. I go through the lead so fucking fast because I'm just sturdy as hell and strong. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like big body bends. But here's my favorite lead pencil. Paper Mate Clear Point Mechanical Pencil 0.7 lead refillable. And then it had the twist on the top with the eraser. That made the eraser go up and down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the thicker ones.
This one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, this one right here.
Those were my math pencils.
This one is the best lead pencil ever created.
God knows I need
bro,
erasers,
dude. And it had the clickable. And you know how like the regular Bic lead pencil.
See, that was practical. This was practical
because it's like here, it's just and there. Then you go there you instead of going like. Right?
No, yeah, practically.
Can we all agree that this is the
that's the one.
That's this one right here? That one's a goat.
The one I mentioned earlier, the yellow one. What do you think about that?
The Ticonderoga?
No, the lead one. The
what pink, yellow one?
With the pink top. Hold on.
Oh! Because
they had a pretty solid
fuck
band,
that.
Like
no.
It won't break.
That one's a shitty lead. It looks like a regular pencil, but it's a lead pencil. You're weird for that, bro. You're hella weird for that. You're hella weird for that.
What's wrong with you? You know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, those.
Bro, those are such shitty pencils.
I feel like they're all right.
It's like you want it to look like a regular pencil, but why would you want it to look like a regular pencil?
Crickets.
Look,
I don't know. I
0.5 lead too. Fucking weirdo.
Disappointment. Well, I mean, if I never really did lead pencils, so for me to, yeah, like if I did lead pencils, it was that
lead pencils were luxurious. I feel like in school,
luxury.
It was definitely like a blessing. You know, you had to really, you know what I'm saying.
And then the lead was a currency. And then
yeah, like, hey, bro, you got some lead?
Yeah, like you cared about.
Yeah,
your education. You're asking for the lead. Otherwise, you just give up.
And if you were really luxurious, if you had a TI-83 calculator. I didn't have to use that to like stats though, or like calculus. But you were big boss if you had the TI-83. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, that's good. Isn't that like a weird thought? See, like I wouldn't have remembered to bring this up.
It gets to the point where calculators made or broke your success. Like,
did you take calculus? Right? Ever?
I feel like,
have you taken calculus ever?
No, I didn't.
I'm not judging. No, yeah, I'm not judging. It's like, honestly, no, like, it was you don't use preference. That shit.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You were told that you were never going to use calculus, so you never did. Yeah. Honestly, I don't want to. Anyway, no, I'm not gonna. But I finished calculus before senior year in high school. Did you know that?
He's Asian. Did you all know that?
Okay, and you can't do math because you're Mexican. Okay, don't cancel, like, bro. TikTok, look, we're racist to each other. That's just our humor. He's okay with it. We're accepting it. I am Asian. I'm good. I'm still kind of good. I'm decent at math. He's bad at math. You know, but he's good at English. So, suck one.
Okay, anyway, what's your
next point?
Next point.
Next talking point. What you pull from your question list?
Oh, it wasn't a question. I just wanted to talk about. Actually, I guess it can be first into question.
Well, I mean, it's just talking points don't always have to be questions. It could be a talking point that later arrives to a question.
So no, like, it's gonna lead to a question.
Okay, let's hear
the question. Because otherwise, like, well, what?
All right, let's hear it.
It can't just be like, oh, sentence, period. It's gonna be a question. So, I was reading about this. It was about this girl, but there's like a percentage of people that have this type of memory, which is like a photographic memory, but specifically they can memorize faces like at a stupid level, like they can watch extras in a movie or just like people passing by and they can just forever remember their faces. So it's like a superpower, pretty much,
like Cam Jansen.
Yeah,
but like for unnecessary shit.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, pretty much. And wow. Like she remembers like being able to do it from the time she was
a kid.
And eventually, like, yeah, like people talked about it, like she was like the cool girl.
Mm-hmm.
But now she doesn't use it for her career. Like, I forget what she does, but she's not using it career wise. So my question was like, should that be legal? Like, why is she not in like the government, like trying to help like the CIA or the FBI?
Is that what you think that she would like her job would cater towards, something in that like field?
Yeah, like forensics, like something where she, I feel like that's the type of computer we need. It's fucked up. I all powers her and all the freedom that she deserves.
Yeah, it's her life, bro. What are you talking about?
But do you slightly feel like if you were born with the superpower that you would be
not using it to its full advantage?
Be like trying to help society versus yourself, like, like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Like, do you at that point feel like it's a...
Well, for her, was it like a burden for her?
No, she loved it. Like, it was great.
Well, like, think about like when you're just thinking and you just see hella faces. I feel like that's like...
Like, the way that she first started noticing is that she would point out extras in one movie from another movie to her mom. Like, oh, that girl was like in the other movie. Can you imagine how weird that is?
So she could just like see somebody once,
yeah,
and she'll just remember them, like just people you're out of your focus, because like you pass by people all the time, and you only remember like, I don't know, like X amount of faces probably. That's weird because I don't even remember what I had for breakfast like last week. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't remember a lot of things. That's kind of bad. I used to feel like I remembered a lot of stuff, but what I feel bad. If I like, what does she do now? She's just like she draws or something, or like
she something that has to do with psychology. So like,
I guess that's kind of like on the way,
like in,
yeah, but like,
but at that point she could do so much with it. Like she could be used in other stuff, right? Like what?
But think about it. Maybe for that ability, maybe the government or whomever needs that service from her, probably not paying her a bag for that. Like, yes, it's a superpower, but LeBron James is probably going to make more money than her. You know what I'm saying? Like, as sad as that sounds. Like, yeah, like, sure, she can remember people's faces like that. She's not going to get it back for it, bro. Like, that's just the end of the story. Like, as beautiful of a gift that is, she's not making LeBron James money. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not. And maybe, like, think about her well-being. Maybe she's like every day, like, hey, bro, can you look at this face? Tell me where you seen it last. And you just do that all the time. You're just like, I don't know. Maybe for her, it's not stimulating enough.
Yeah, that's probably fulfilling. Why she's not doing it.
Maybe what other superpower, maybe this question turns into, like, if you did have a superpower, like, what would you be willing to use it? Like, what superpower would you be willing to use to help society? As opposed to, like, it being a burden. Like, say, like, I can scan through items, right?
With the quickness.
Or just like I look at something, like I had X-ray vision and like I could see the contents of something just by looking at it. So like I could look in your fridge right now and I could be like, oh, you have sriracha. This is just a guess, but you have sriracha. You know, but like if I just looked at it and you could see it, right? So maybe in this case, like the superpower would be like, oh, I want you to just go stand at the San Pedro dock and just look at fucking boxes on ships all day to check for drugs, right? Hypothetical.
No, that's a good comparison. That's what I mean. Like, yeah, so like, how much do you sacrifice if you're...
I wouldn't do that shit.
You just refuse? Like,
why would I want to spend all day looking at boats and shipping crates if that was my power? You know what I'm saying?
I think there was a time maybe when you're born into society and then that gift style, like you just have to be like you have to share your gift with them.
But
you know what I'm saying? Like,
why?
Man, that is your power. That is
why do you have to?
God given.
I know, but who is it for
maybe
you?
That's why.
Who is it for you to say that like you have to use it? You know what I'm saying?
Like the giver? Remember the giver? There's something about that, right?
Didn't he die at the end though? Uh-huh. Or he left?
Spoiler,
that book's been out for 40 years. I love how that's a book that like everybody's
such a good book.
Everybody knows
the
that
movie was
garbage.
Garbage.
Okay. What was your favorite? Okay, sorry. No, I don't think she's entitled to use her. Sure, I think we're all born with superpowers, and we're all born with gifts from God. Like you're born with being the biggest bitch of all time. No, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. You know what I'm saying? But like. Are you naturally obligated to use it? I think it's up to the person to like wanna do that. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you're given that superpower or that gift, but it's up to you to if you want to share it with the world.
Yeah.
So like me, if I had the power. What's a cool superpower? I don't even know like what a cool superpower would be.
I feel like memory is pretty impressive. Just like photographic. Like just pull up to the
women would love
to
that.
The Elsa.
Women would love that. Like, oh, because they just got receipts.
Like receipts and receipts.
In on deck. Be like, oh, you said what? Oh, nope, that's not what you said, because at 11:49 at the
that's like calculator. What's cool?
Hmm? She
Black,
got screenshots.
Like Black Mirrors?
Yeah, but she just right. got screenshots. Oh, like they just do the entire history of you. Yeah. That was one of my favorite Black Mirror episodes, actually. That's why, like, stuff like that is scary. But I guess memory would be cool, I guess.
See, like, all those episodes, they seemed, like, very, very slightly out of reality because they seemed
but they're not.
Within our...
But they're not.
Reach, yeah.
I think if I could have a superpower...
I feel like there might have been another one of, like... Like, I'm sure that was an episode of like, someone...
All Black Mirror episodes they all, are kind of, yeah, like, they're all kind very of, like, they're very coming into, like, truth. But if you could be, like, a superpower or have a superpower or be a superhero, like, what would you want your thing to be? I feel like something with, like, Doctor Strange type shit would be kind of cool. Like,
I think strength is cool, but, like Flash, like, running.
Just being fast, like, as fuck.
That's gonna be cooler. Like, you gotta, like, we gotta get this there fast. Go.
But that's just the thing, like, if you're the Flash, right, and you could say, like, it's rush hour traffic in LA, you're on, you gotta, like, oh, I gotta go, I gotta run on the 405. Like, yes, you can run really fast, but you have to avoid a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to run hella, you have to run around a lot of things. So, if you're the Flash and you have a superpower of, like, super speed, are you fast enough to just avoid everything too? Or are you that fast to you're so fast you're avoiding everything? You know, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, which one is it though? Like, are you just that fast to where, like, you'll never run into anything? Or when you're running that fast, do you have to be careful about, like, where you're running? Because if it's like traffic, you got to run from here to San Diego, you could get there in 10 minutes. But
I think there is a link between the two.
I think they're just that fast that they
could. Because that would be a separate superpower.
Like, dodging?
Yeah. So, you're like running fast and dodging stuff.
Would you rather have super strength or super speed?
Super speed.
Would you rather have invisibility or x-ray vision?
X-ray vision? For what? What are you trying to say?
Hmm?
Your skeleton? Like, what?
I don't know. Just like you can see.
Can you see the fridge?
Right? Yeah, there's sriracha in there for sure. Okay. Would you rather... Invisibility? Would you rather have time travel or being able to stop time? I guess, is that the same thing? No, right?
That's not the same thing.
Okay.
But I also went into a rabbit hole on YouTube of time travel.
You can't. You know why?
Why?
Because of the grandfather complex. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
So, theoretically, right? I don't know if this is super true or not, but, like, so it's called the grand.
Okay, go ahead.
So, like,
I think I know what it is.
In a world, right? It's kind of might fuck your head up, but, like, so say you can time travel, right? So technically, when you time travel, you can go back and go forward and change things or do things, right? So if you were to go back in time, right, and say hypothetically you went back into the past and killed your grandfather, right, then you would have never had your dad who had you. But how can you go back into the past and kill your grandfather and then go back? Because technically you wouldn't have been alive to begin with if you went to go back, kill your grandfather. You wouldn't have been alive in the first place to even time travel back to the past.
Yeah, I remember. There's a new Netflix movie that is complete garbage, but it's about that.
Like, so you can do it? Is that fact?
No. That's a separate thing. But there's like people who do research on this shit. Like, apparently
you can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. Like, very, very hypothetically, but you kind of like have to influence something here that is like fast enough so that it picks up, because it's like a loop, So you have to be influencing something here for when you go back, like you said, for the grand, like to do something to the grandfather, like something is, I don't know. There's like a good connection.
It hurts my head, but thinking about that.
Something about like the speed of light and.
Okay,
I'm gonna come back with more facts. Okay,
yeah. But, I think the best superpower that you could have,
but I don't even think that's that cool. Like going back.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like Ant-Man is kind of cool.
The future is cool.
I feel like Ant-Man's kind of sick. Or like regeneration. Like you can always regenerate. Like that's sick. You, like you get shot in the head, you can like form again.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
I think that's pretty sick.
Would you rather
fly,
reincarnate into whatever you want, or just live forever? As you.
Anything I want?
No, not another human, like an animal or something non-human.
So would I rather live forever or reincarnate into something? Like
whatever you want, but it's non-human.
But I wouldn't be conscious.
I mean, monkeys got conscious.
I mean, they have a certain level of consciousness, but they don't have... So would I rather reincarnate into something that I want or live forever? Damn, that's hard. How long do I live if I reincarnate into something I want? Standard lifespan? But then, what if I reincarnate into a bear and then the bear dies? Then what? I'm just always a bear forever?
Yeah.
Well, what if humans are so dumb because they are that
they because let bears... They
Dude, humans are dumb, bro. Like, they're letting the climate change, like, the planet is dying. Like, I choose to reincarnate as a bear, and then all the bears die. And then what? Because we have to move to Mars because we can't fucking sustain a planet to save our lives because people are stupid and greedy and letting climate change and the planet die. What happens then?
So, yeah, you would still die before the human. What would you rather? I feel like you are more peaceful that way. Because then as a human forever, like, you feel like your thoughts just accumulate, like, your memories.
Like, well, that's what happened to, like,
real estate. I feel like it can get kind of, like, mind-boggling. Like,
well, think about the Cullen, like, Twilight and then Edward Cullen. You know, he had to do that. He seemed kind of okay. You know, he found a girl, had, like, a half-vampire baby. Can't be
honestly,
that.
Honestly, your life could have been a lot worse. All things considered.
Could have been worse for him. Like, things turned out okay. But, like, say, like, I reincarnate as a bear. And then deforestation just happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that...
Depends what part of the world you're in. But, yeah.
Well, I feel like at some point...
Climate change can come for you.
So, that's, like...
Is it really a bear? Is that what we're going towards? Is that where...
It's up there on the list, for sure. Like, if you could reincarnate as any animal, like, what animal would you really want to be? Maybe, like, a golden retriever or something? They seem pretty, like, they live a human life. They live a pretty good, I feel like.
They live with.
Like a rich family.
Like white co-parents.
Yeah. Like someone in Malibu.
They share a home. Like, oh, this weekend you're with your dad. This weekend.
Oh, they're divorced. Yeah. The parents are divorced. That's not bad. I feel like.
Golden retriever.
As long as they have money, I feel like being reincarnating as a golden retriever, like, isn't that bad. I'm also thinking, like, something that's top dog. So I never had,
like,
to
would
feel
you be in the wild, like, nah, full time or domesticated.
Like, I'm like, definitely not gonna be like a meerkat. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm gonna be like a, if I'm gonna be an animal, I'm gonna be like a elite motherfucker,
like a gorilla,
like an elephant.
Elephant seems
fun. Something that, like, people just leave alone. You know, I just want to. If I'm gonna reincarnate and that's my animal, like, for life.
How do they test? The
like an otter. I would love to be an otter. Otters are sick.
Otters are sick.
What would yours be? Lion?
No, that's what? Why
basic?
Yeah. No, I was thinking like a horse, but like a cool
horse. A horse?
Like
a really
expensive horse.
like a real thoroughbred.
Yeah.
Elite, like, stallion, yeah. White coat, almost look like a unicorn.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just like the
just
muscles,
legs.
Like, you can see the muscles, like, through the skin. Like,
just running. Just try.
Like,
horse doesn't sound that bad.
I kind of got the speed.
Okay.
What else?
I'm cool with a horse now. I like horse.
Trying to think of another good one. Something, like an eagle. Nah, that's dumb.
You're protected. So like, you-
wait, I. Why do some birds have like different like heights that they fly at? Does that have to do with the food chain?
You're asking the wrong guy. You're asking.
But I was just like, where I was going with that is like, I think the eagles have like the highest views.
That's the thing. I feel like if you're an eagle, no one's really gonna bother you.
Yeah, you're at up all. There.
You're just chilling. I wouldn't mind being an eagle.
You come down when you see food. Then
eagle might be lit, or like a Siberian husky. That's a dog. Never mind. Like an actual like a wolf, like a legit like a wolf. Legit wolf, like a little like a wolf wolf.
So Twilight again. You're
would you rather die or be in Twilight? I don't know. That's a tough one.
Isn't that yeah, you're either Edward or the other guy, like
Jacob?
Yeah, pretty much, right?
What I'd be cool.
Right? One lives forever.
All right, how do we end up here?
Last one. Would you rather be a werewolf or would you rather be a vampire?
Deadass, which one would you rather be though? I feel like I'd rather be a werewolf. Like, all jokes aside.
What's the point of vampires? Or what is their
Deal?
Yeah, what's
they're just like alive.
It's like blood and they're alive.
Yeah.
But do they come from a specific
like a bat?
Culture, folklore.
Like Transylvania. Well, let us know what animal you would rather be.
What was your other point? Do you have another one?
We could save this for another time. Lit. All right, y'all. Thank you for hearing us ramble for another hour again. Appreciate you. I hope we entertained you at least a little bit. I feel like I lose brain cells whenever we talk. It was just so stupid.
Yeah, and then it's like a week of recovery.
And it's like, I got to feel smart again.
This is out of lives.
Yeah, people, I swear I'm a really freaking intelligent.
I'm on it.
I'm really smart. All right, y'all. One love. Peace. Enjoy your week. We'll catch you guys next week for next week's episode. But thank you again. I hope you know your week goes great. I hope when you come back that our week was great too. I just hope everybody's fucking. Actually, I hope your week is great.
And figure out your superpower. Tell us what you're sharing with the world.
What are you sharing with the world? I got a big ass. I'm thick. That's my superpower. All right, y'all. Catch y'all again. Deuces.